Pam, what kind of bushes or vines will make your skin break when you touch them?
Well, they got like poison oak and poison ivy around here.
What do they look like?
Well, they're... Well, see, poison ivy's got little fire-pronged leaves. Then they grow up a tree, wild grapevine. They cling right to the bark of the leaves.
What about poison
oak? Well, I really don't know the difference. I don't know what it is. Some of them say poison oak, some say poison ivy. Really, I guess the ones that grow up the trees are really poison ivy. The real poison ivy is just a little bush. Doesn't get very high. Mm-hmm. Most all around here is more than poison oak, I expect. It goes on up in the trees.
Okay, and what kind of berries are there around here?
Well, this used to be a big strawberry country. There's blackberries, dewberries.
What about
raspberries? Well, raspberries not wild. There's some cultivated raspberries, but not grown in the wild. Well, about the only berry I have grown in the wild is it is blackberry, I guess. It's grown out wild.
Okay, and say if you were walking through the woods and saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you might tell someone not to eat them because they might be
poison.
Okay. And this is a tall bush. It's got clusters of pink and white flowers on it.
Pink and white?
Uh-huh. And it blooms in late spring. No, I'm not sure if y'all have it around here. Have you ever heard of mountain laurel or spoonwood?
No, that's more in the mountains. We don't have that here, as far as I know.
Have you ever heard of rhododendron?
Yeah.
Laurel?
Some people try to raise it and have it in the flower garden, but it doesn't grow in the wild here. It goes in high elevation, rhododendron does.
Okay, and this is a large tree that it's got big shiny green leaves and these huge white flowers.
Nothing big magnolia, wouldn't it?
Okay, if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
I have to ask my husband.
Okay, any other words she would use to refer to him?
Well, she might say, I asked my old man, I asked the boss, I asked the hubby.
Okay.
Depending on what she thought of him.
She might call him a name,
yeah.
And what would he say referring to her? He'd say, I have to ask.
The old lady, yeah. I call her the madam. I'd have to ask the madam, the old lady, the old woman, lost that old woman. Some say, I'll have to ask my wife. The better half, something like that, the better half.
Okay. And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
Widow.
Okay. And if she's divorced or separated, then she'd be a...
Divorcee.
Okay, but...
A grave widow, some call it.
Okay. And the man whose son you are is called your...
Man, this?
The man whose son you are is called...
Father,
okay.
A daddy, a father,
okay. And his wife would be called your
mama, mother. Daddy, mama, mother, I reckon.
Okay. And together they'd be called your
parents.
Okay. And your father's father would be called your
granddaddy.
Okay.
Grandpa, sometimes grandpa.
Okay. And his wife would be your
grandmother, my grandma.
Okay. Okay, you might say, I was the youngest of five
children.
Okay, any other words people say instead of children?
Younger? Yeah, youngins, yes. Youngest of five youngins. If it's all boys, they might say youngest of five boys. Just children or youngins. Children.